Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
You guys all good with that? You want to do that again? Do you want to edit it later?
No, it was all right. I just forgot to change the screen for you.
No problem, dog. You just making sure everything's good. I ain't mad at you. I ain't that guy. Hey, everybody. It's me, the international superstar, your other boy, Zach Amico. And welcome to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network on a Wednesday. That's right. Feeling good on a Wednesday. And across the table from me, from the Pimp Daddy Pod, one of my favorites to broadcast, with our good friend, Sherry Suprain. How are you?
Hey, Zach, what's going on?
How are you, bud?
Happy to be here. I'm good, bro. Just did a big line in the car, and I'm ready
nice.
To go.
My kind of woman. And next to her, from her YouTube special, Party Body, it's our brand new friend, Jessica Levin.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so fucking much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm a little hungover. I didn't do it in the car, but last night I got after it a little bit.
It happened. Considering I know who you were with,
yeah,
I've had those ones too. I was actually on double secret probation for about a year from Mrs. Amico because of a night out,
right,
with some of those gentlemen and some of their wrestler friends.
So, I mean, it was pretty tame, and also I was supposed to be doing, like, I never do dry January, but I was doing it this year because I got after it from October to December. It's been one hell of a party, so I was gonna give it a rest to reset. Kind of like you did with the thing, just to like, and plus it's getting too expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, it did. And so I was just like, but then Derek's birthday, so I had to like.
Shit happens.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Shit, I mean,
whatever.
Happens.
We're all adults here. Who gives a
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I came home at, I believe, 9:30 in the morning.
Like, I had that New Year's Eve.
A couple years ago. And I was out with the boys.
Yes.
And I got a text at like 7:30, where are you?
Right.
And I'm like, hanging out at the bar. And she's like, what bar are you possibly at 7:30 in the morning? I'm like, one that locked the doors.
Exactly. Yeah. And closes the blinds.
Closes
I love
blinds.
Those, man. Cash only, kids.
They were being
yes.
You
could
smoke
shit.
Cigarettes inside
yes.
there sometimes.
Yes. I love those when you yeah. find those places where they still exist. It's like, it's such a little gold mine. You know what I mean?
I wish I could explain to Mrs. Amico the joy
yes.
of coming home, watching Squares have to leave, and getting McDonald's breakfast in a 40.
Right. Or even the ones that are like jogging in the morning with its ponytail dangling.
Yeah,
and you're like, you're just getting out. You're like, dude, you go ahead, drink, eat your oatmeal, and, you know, do your 9 to 5.
Get a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese on a soft roll with a little hot sauce, soak up the booze.
Yes. And then, get after it again. I'm getting older now, so I can't do it. But I used to be a prize fighter.
Yeah.
My body's just getting older. The hangovers are just
I can't
so
do the hangovers. Well, that's why I only drink now tequila. But the Blancas, because they don't give me hangovers, the sugar intake. I can't do whiskey anymore. I pee the bed. I can't do it. I just straight up, I do. It's just rough. Again, and the JMOs or Powers that used to be my go-to.
Yeah.
But yeah, no mas.
So I go, make a decision.
Right.
And pick one. And it's either vodka tonic.
Okay.
Mm.
Tequila seltzer.
That's a good one.
That's what I do.
That's a good one.
I do tequila soda, splash of grapefruit or pineapple.
That's a good one.
I do splash of grapefruit too. I got that from Stanhope.
Oh, does he do that?
Stanhope does vodka tonic with grapefruit.
Tonic, that's gnarly. Because after a while, dude, if you're drinking, like, you're popping those up. I mean, do you wake up and, like, I have this with that when I drink a lot of the tequila sodas. I'll burp up soda water. And I drink polar water like it's going out of style. Yeah. So I'm a soda water bitch.
Or I do love some whiskey nights, love a Jaeger, but that's a special occasion.
Jaeger, dog.
Jaeger's a great, it's a special occasion only, though.
Okay.
It goes down so smooth, too.
Oh, it does. It's like mother's milk.
Oh, God,
cold.
It goes down so smooth.
Yeah.
When
a bar
has the machine, I always
get
so tempted.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
The biker bar I drink at has it.
Okay.
Lucky 13's on Sackett Street has the machine.
Nice.
But yeah, I got to make a decision. If I'm doing shots, usually tequila.
Okay, yeah.
And then what I found, they're not a sponsor anymore, but there was a company that we had for years called Waterboy.
Oh, I never even heard of him.
And it's a hydration powder.
Oh, no. Okay.
And bang two of those in a big, like, Stanley full of ice.
Yeah.
And as you're going to bed, have half of it. And when you wake up, have the other half ice cold.
Yeah.
You skip so much of the hangover.
All right. Nice. I have to get Vista in those, man. I mean, there's other brands, too. The problem is I sometimes forget. Like, when you're starting to go after it,
yeah.
You got to plan for that. I got to have it. It's like having Narcan in your bag.
Yeah.
You got to have.
Yeah. Like a fentanyl test strip that I test on my cocaine. You just have them now.
Yeah, no, you got to have them.
Yeah, I just have a buddy with me. Take the line first. Yeah.
Waterboy specifically has one called Recovery.
Oh, wow.
That's for drinking.
Right on. Well, why aren't they? You're giving them a little shout out. What? Why don't they sponsor anymore?
I mean, they just used to be a sponsor like years ago. And I'm just a fan of the product.
That's cool. I got to check it out, man.
That'll do you good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get plugs out of the way. Sherry, what do you want people to check out?
Pimp Daddy Podcast. And I do comedy shows all over New York. Just go to my Instagram. Come see me, especially if you're a hot girl. Just kidding.
Fantastic.
Is she kidding?
I'm married.
Jessica?
Check out. Thank you for putting my special Party Body on my YouTube. I'm going on the road in February. I'll be putting out dates on my Punch Up Live. And I have a podcast that I just started called You Pick the Movie. And we just talk about films. We bring a guest on. We talk about movies.
Awesome. I got to get you on my movie podcast. I do a movie watch along show. I'll have you on soon.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Thank you. And hey, if you guys want to see me, I am on the road this weekend in Toronto at Catacombs Cabaret on the 9th and 10th. Feature act Alex Tomaselli. We're doing stand-up and a live Midnight Spook Show movie watch-along that evening on the 9th. And then after that, I'm on tour with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. And if you want to see all my dates, it's punchup.live/Zach Amico. But most importantly, take care of some business here on the show. If you love the show, go to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. And you get episodes early, ad-free and uncensored. You save money off your subscription. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows from all the years we've been doing these podcasts. And most importantly, our Friday bonus show. That's right. We do three of these suckers a week. And the only way to get the Friday episode is to subscribe. So thank you so much for tuning in. All right. We got some stories to talk about today, but let's start. This is a lateral move. You guys remember the Island Boys?
I'm an Island Boy.
No,
they were two social media influencers.
Yeah, like they look like little twinks. They're twins. They have tattoos.
They have Sideshow Bob hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They kind of did gay shit.
Was that them with the twins, tats on the faces
and
shit?
Yeah, and I think they made out with each other.
They would do kissing videos.
Yeah. No way,
$1 million or whatever.
Yeah, they were weirdos. It was great.
Yeah.
I want to say they did some hardcore.
Oh, did they really?
Maybe. There were videos circulating online that were supposedly them. Ooh. However, Island Boys Frankie Venegas arrested and his debit card had fentanyl on it.
Oh, go figure. Well, how'd that even get happened? Like, he gave it to a bodega?
I'm so eager to find out.
Yeah.
Right alongside with you, Shannon.
So Frankie and his female companion were pulled over for a traffic stop and were allegedly acting super suspicious. So deputy searched the car and allegedly found unprescribed Ambien in a baggie with the girl's other pills that the other ones were prescribed to her. The Ambien was not. And then the deputies also found drug paraphernalia that tested positive for fentanyl, including his debit card, which allegedly was coated in white powder that tested positive for fentanyl, and a cut straw.
Oh,
a cut straw, you dumb schmuck. Yeah. Like, how, like, this is not the first time you're doing this. This is not your first rodeo. What state was this?
Florida, probably.
Hold on.
Does it say? Sorry.
No, we'll find out.
Oh, it is Florida.
Yeah.
It is Florida.
I mean, yeah, you're going to throw a baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to hit a guy on fentanyl in Florida.
So the cops are checking credit cards now when
that
you
is,
chop
that's
shit
what I'm
up?
Saying. That's crazy,
if they
man.
Do that, man.
That's a rule in Marilyn Manson's autobiography. Is that you have to clean out the zeros, sixes, and nines on your credit card before you go over to another country.
Well, I tell you what.
Because they know to check for it.
Okay. Right. Whenever I go to the airport, even though if I haven't done it in a while, I still get paranoid. Did I forget the bag
too,
in
the
my
time.
Bag? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, are they going to find something that I didn't even know
I forgot?
That I forgot. Yeah.
I am a level of neurotic where I now have a note in my note section.
Yeah.
A checklist of everything I know I need on the road, and I have it split into type of gig.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so, like, yeah, because you do a lot. You got wrestling.
So
you got
stand up, I have a list.
Right.
Wrestling, I have a list.
Right.
And then if I'm doing anything, like if I'm going to wear makeup or do stunts or anything like that.
Right.
And it's everything I know I need.
Right.
And I pack the whole night before.
Okay.
And then when I wake up in the morning, I go through it again.
Smart. Oh, my God. Okay. Smart. Wow.
And one of my things on my checklist is to check out, make sure my bag is
clean.
Empty.
Yeah.
It's clean.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
I check my pants pockets, my jacket pockets,
right.
All that.
Because yeah. it gets gnarly. Like, I went to Dubai a couple of years ago for, my buddy got married there. And they check your bag on the way in from, like, when you land there for shit.
Yeah, I believe
And
it.
I got paranoid because I called the consulate because I'm on depressed meds, happy pills.
Yeah, of course.
And
they're working?
They're working great. I'm doing good.
Nice.
And then, and then, but I got paranoid. I called the consulate because I was like, I have these meds. And they're like, well, what is it? And I'm a tool. It's not narc, so it's fine. But I didn't know because I didn't know what the hell. I don't want a Brittany Griner situation.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not coming for that bitch. They're not coming for me.
You also don't want three guys with AR-50s fucking being like, why does a woman need to be happy?
Exactly. I was just thinking, they don't like women like that.
Well, they're trying to, you know, rebrand. But I got paranoid as shit. And I told her what I had. And she's like, why so many? I'm like, you judging me, bitch?
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why so many?
Yeah, it was crazy. But thank God. But yeah, I'm like full, like, especially when you're doing like tours, like if you're going overseas and shit, especially in places like Dubai, they have a conveyor belt going in and out when you land. That's crazy to me. I'm like, I just got off the plane, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. I literally am just thinking about how much weed I need to throw out of my backpack before I cross the border tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was, we were just on the road and just everyone hands me edibles.
Right.
And I throw them in my bag and forget about them.
Right.
Yeah. So I was literally going to clean my bag out yesterday. I was like, I have like 8 things in here I could go to jail for.
That, yeah.
When I cross the border.
It's bananas. And especially since it's getting so lapsed here. And even when you go over state lines, depending on where you are.
That's
like,
true.
You know, like you're in fucking Texas. I don't know what their rules are.
Texas is still a bitch.
They're a bitch, right?
Texas is a bitch. A few of the places in the Midwest I've had with the wrestlers, the van get pulled over.
Right.
And they get a fucking hefty ticket for smoking.
Yeah, that's bananas. And you have to watch, because here we're smoking. We don't even think about it. Even before it became legal, we smoked in parks and shit like that. It wasn't like...
We were pretty over it.
Yeah.
I remember when it was first legal... We were outside of a bar and I was smoking and I had a joint I rolled and a cop came and I got so scared I put it out in my palm.
That's crazy.
Oh.
And, he just looked at me. I went, oh yeah, this is fine, right? And
yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They don't want to. They're like, I'm not going to write a ticket. I got fentanyl and coke and crack on down the street. Why am I going to bust your balls or my balls for freaking weed?
So, Shannon, are they saying he was doing fentanyl or he was probably doing something else and it had fentanyl traces?
It seems just like fentanyl. Fentanyl's the only drug aside from that Ambien that she had, and she was charged with it because she didn't have it in a prescription bottle with her name on it.
Okay.
But it seems like it's just the fentanyl.
God damn. Ballsy.
Yeah, that is ballsy. So you're going to get time for that then, maybe, right?
Depends on how much it is, probably.
Right.
Yeah, he has no bond. They're holding him.
Oh!
Oh, they're holding no bond. Oh, wow.
That's fucking crazy.
He was already out on bond from another thing. Delivering, possessing, selling a firearm. So he was already out on bond, so now he's just in there.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Oh, definitely.
He's
dude, fucked. You're done.
He's
going
to have to fuck his brother again to get some
money
to come out. Bro.
I was going
to
say, at least he's practiced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Incest so like, for bail.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I remember I was in Mexico one time. You ever heard of Isla Mujeres? It's like this little island off of Cancun. You have to take the ferry to get there from Cancun. My wife and I are there on vacation, and you know, the farmacias in Mexico, you can get anything you want.
Right.
So I'm going to pharmacy, just getting all kinds of shit. And I'm getting weed, coke on the streets. I go back.
Oh,
they don't
God.
Fuck with me in Mexico at all.
Right.
I'm at the little tiny airport in Cancun. We're going back to the United States. We go to check in at the little counter, and it's a gay. You could tell he's gay, but whatever. So he writes S on my boarding ticket, and he circles it like 4 times. I'm like, why are you writing S and circling it 4 times?
No.
In my head, I'm like, that means security. Something's up.
Right.
So we're all waiting in the line.
My head would go search.
Or search. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I'm fucked. But I don't have anything on me, so I was okay. But they waited till we were all in line, and they're like, Sherry Soprani, please step to the side. And like, everyone's watching me. They bring me in the back. I take my shoes. I start throwing them at him. I'm like, you're doing this because I'm gay. I just always pulled the gay card to
try
and get
out
of shit.
Right.
But I did. I had, I forget what, I think it was Vicodin. that I had brought back, but I had forgotten that I had put it in my Tylenol bottle, and they missed it.
No they way. So yeah. What, they just searched you to search you and they didn't find anything?
Yeah, they held up the plane and everything. Held up the plane and I was like, why is this fucking faggot ratting me out when
that's so
she can
insane.
Tell I'm gay. You right. Know,
yeah, have some
gay.
Solidarity.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Totally. Man,
no, he's probably one of the haters.
Exactly. He's a homophobic.
He's a homophobic
internally,
one.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, that I was scared.
Gnarly.
I was like, I can't go to a Mexico jail.
But this was another thing too, fentanyl. Did he kind of get saved? Because maybe he would have died if he
I mean people can I mean, do fentanyl.
Yeah, they can, but they like because they like to push it to a certain point. But like I don't know. That is gnarly. And then what's and then they're older now too, right? Like this is like
I bet they're still in their late 20s.
Oh, they are. They're that. Okay.
Yeah, they were pretty young, I think, when they popped.
Yeah, they were younger.
No joke.
Yeah. I got searched coming back from I was in years ago the Czech Republic.
Ooh, that's scary.
That's cool though.
And my connection was in Amsterdam.
Oh, of course.
So yeah, my passport said I was coming from Amsterdam.
Oh,
they're searching.
And I had a duffel bag, and dude, they fucking ripped my shit apart.
Did they really?
And, I mean, they went through fucking everything. And then at the bottom of my bag, because I'm such a slob, he found a big thing of tinfoil.
Oh, no.
And he goes, all right, you want to tell me what this is?
She's in the drag.
For a sandwich.
And I went, I'm pretty sure it's half a sandwich. And he goes, no, man, really, you can be honest with me right now and tell me what it is. And I went, I was like, I'm going to double down on this. I went, I bet it's half a sandwich.
Yeah.
He goes, what do you mean you bet? I went, listen, man, you can open it up. I don't know how long it's been in there. I don't know what it was.
Moldy.
And he puts the gloves on, he opens it up, and thank God it was a fucking, moldy old sandwich.
Exactly.
And he goes, why would you travel with this? I was like, I don't fucking look.
I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot I had it.
Yeah, no joke. Thanks for finding it, by the way.
Yeah, just started eating it in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome. That's actually a good idea. You should probably just shit. If you're trying to transport some, just shit in your bag.
Right?
Well, back in the day, there was a bunch of tricks. Like, I know Pantera used to bring Jaeger on planes by cutting the cap off of NyQuil.
Oh,
and
smart.
Refilling them with Jaegermeister and then putting the plastic back on.
That's smart.
That's okay.
So
I like
that you could just have shots on the plane.
That's amazing. And just be sipping that thing. That is gnarly, dude.
Which, by the way, sipping NyQuil on the plane ain't bad.
I was
going
to say, you know, rowboating. We used to call it rowboating.
Yeah, yeah.
When you take the Robitussin.
We called it robo tripping.
Oh, yeah,
robo tripping. Yeah.
I will tell you.
Robotin's funny, too.
Yeah, because my friend from Providence would always call, be like, yo, I want to go rowboating. Like,
on the lake, rowboating.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, bad poo situation.
Oh, yeah? The next day?
That night. It goes through you like a goose.
No, ooh. Shit, dude. No.
You're not supposed to have it.
That many of it? No, that much of it? I dare not.
Real quick, Shannon, remember we watched the video of the lady with the 21 vanilla extracts?
Yes.
Oh.
So we found out that certain schools are banning vanilla extract.
Because
kids figured out they have alcohol in it.
Yes.
And they're making Irish coffees in the morning by loading up on
vanilla extract.
Right? So we watched a video of this broad, and I mean, she is unresponsive. She is, can't make words. She's just, she's literally like, they're asking her questions. She just goes,
Oh my God. That is.
And they found 21 vanilla extracts.
That is a lot.
In her backseat.
Dude, you don't know anybody? They could just go pick you up a bottle?
Yeah, get a bottle of vodka.
So what Shannon said, this is probably somebody who's not allowed to buy liquor.
Oh, good call.
Wait outside the liquor store.
Because there are certain states now that are enforcing if you have so many DUIs,
right?
They put on your ID, do not sell this person.
No shit.
Hard liquor. Do not sell this person alcohol.
Well, it's the same thing with hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people, I know people that go,
mouthwash.
When they go to rehab, they can't bring that shit in with rehab with them.
But a fan messaged me and said part of the reason with the vanilla extract for severe alcoholics, because you can get it on your EBT card.
I love how they find the loopholes.
They figure
dude.
It
so
out.
That's how that's one of the reasons it's becoming like a problem with drunks is because
they can get it.
They get their EBT for the month, and they spend it all on vanilla extract.
Holy
shit. What percentage of alcohol is even in those tiny little bottles?
It's 30%.
For that tiny little bottle?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that at all.
I mean, that's 10% less than just a shot.
Yeah, and then I wonder what's on hand sanitizer. I wonder what
I feel like mouthwash and Jaeger are 10%.
I was going to say 7 and 10.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're getting more bang of your buck with the vanilla extract.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And I bet you the cheaper the vanilla extract, the more alcohol it's in it.
I would not be shocked by that.
I would not be shocked at all. So then you can go to to Costco and get some imitation.
This lady was fucking.
That's insane. That would make me sick, though. I wouldn't be able to drink that much of it before I wanted to throw up.
Yeah, because it smells kind of strong.
Like, it's especially if you're getting the shitty kind.
When there's a will, there's a way.
Wait, of course, if you're an alcoholic, you're gonna. That's like the
people that drink. Oh, yes. Dude, so
they're hardcore.
Of what's the fucking addict show?
Oh, I don't. Oh, you mean the guy that would go meet people?
Intervention.
Intervention.
So many of those that they would run, they would have mouthwash hidden under the thing and mouthwash here because they're not allowed at the liquor store.
Dude, is that show still on?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, man. That was that guy made a pretty decent buck for a while,
man.
Yeah, he
did.
Van Vondren or something. Yeah. I mean, I remember his name. Eminem rapped about him.
I was on an A&E show called The Junkie Next Door. I was 16 or 15.
Oh,
I was a
really?
Heroin addict when I was a teenager. And what they did was they followed you around with, like, legit cameras. And so we went to Kensington and Philly to cop and everything, and they would follow you. They would give us money. A&E would give us, well, the producers who were doing it and cameramen would give us money to go and cop, and, like, they would film us from, like, the...
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Did the dealer never be like, hey, why is there a camera?
Yeah, exactly.
No, they were filming from the car. So I guess it had a long lens, and it had tinted windows and an SUV, and... Yeah, my face is bleeped out, but you can still tell it's me.
But that's still gnarly, like that A&E would get away with that shit.
I know.
I mean,
this is the 90s, too.
Oh, God, I do love the 90s, though.
But, yeah, and then Intervention came out, and I was like, damn.
That
also consider.
I should have got that. I got more money on that. Maybe.
Any reality show, they're pumping those people.
They are.
Full of booze.
That's what people don't realize. They want you to get zooted and high for the show.
Right.
Like, they're not
and
trying
they try to
help
create,
you.
No, they're trying to create argument. That's why I don't know. I hate that shit. I worked on a reality TV show. I work in film and TV production. And one of my first jobs was working on an HGTV show. Mm. And it was, there's drinking, but it wasn't like, you know, drug pill. But it was such bullshit the way they did things. Like, the fakery of it all. Like, I'm there reupholstering chairs, and then the guy would come in and put the last nail in and be like, and there you have it. Meanwhile, it's me with a staple gun. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, they're all
shit.
Yeah, dude, it's
See,
all
I
bullshit.
Didn't think they would do that for like that type of stuff.
No, that's all bullshit.
Damn, that's
dude. They don't have time to actually, and they don't, and they're cheap as shit. Those things, they want to make them on the cheap.
Yeah,
so
they're
not.
Those out.
Yeah,
right.
They don't
now,
give a
I
shit.
I might be incorrect. However, with the food, all the cooking competitions.
Yeah.
A sous chef remakes everything exactly how the person. So the food the judges get is not what the person
food?
Cooked.
No way.
Jen, do I have
that
right?
That is not fair.
That's
at
bullshit.
All.
No, well, they copy them exactly.
Okay.
They do everything the person did.
Right.
Because I think it's a deal with like.
Present like presentation, like how it
well,
looks.
Well, no, like
or...
it takes hours to shoot it. So if they all made food at 4 o'clock.
Right. And if they're making like a cassoulet or some shit that takes like 6 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Assume it takes 3 hours to shoot the judging.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't.
True. Yeah, but a lot of
if you're last, you're fucked.
Right. But a lot of it's saute, so it's like it should be able you cook and you fucking plate and you put it in front of the judge and that's it.
But
you
also
know?
You consider there's
the
an audience,
bakery.
There's lights, there's retakes,
and the great like baking shows. I imagine because baking is you know you got to bake the shit.
Shannon,
so,
am I right about that, or did I make that up?
I'm still trying to find it somewhere.
I've worked with people who worked on cooking shows, and they said it was a lot of
that
sous chefs recreating it.
That's crazy.
Because consider
dude.
They got to get pickups, they got to interview you. It's like
and then also they're eating it. So then if they didn't get the shot, they got to redo the shot with the food.
Yeah.
Well, that's why in those reality shows they do the opposite of film TV production. They'll do the reaction shots first. They'll do the tights first, and then they'll do the wide. Whereas in film TV, they do the wide and then they go in.
Yeah, then you punch in.
Then you punch in. But yeah, that's a whole different animal of shit. So it wouldn't be surprised me, but it's still kind of like, especially for cooking, it's like, because they're tasting the food then of a sous chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And the purpose of cooking is because you're doing it by the timing of it all. So it's still, to me, kind of
Yeah, you're playing
fucked.
It's a competition.
I guess the idea would be that if it was your restaurant.
Right.
It would be.
You would have guys cooking for you.
With
right?
your recipe.
Yeah,
and all
with your
that.
Recipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I would suck at that.
Yeah, Mexicans make the best Italian food in Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
They're just
and,
following.
Well, Albanians
now. Albanians,
too. You go to freaking Arthur Avenue.
Yeah,
they
that's
just
true.
Albanian
oh,
pizza restaurant.
Just a bunch of Action Bronsons.
Yeah. Dude,
don't mess
totally.
With the Albanians either.
Oh, my
bro.
God,
they
dude.
Fuck you
real.
Up,
don't. I know.
Yeah,
seriously, man. I mean,
it is crazy that we're getting scary new white people.
I know.
Albanians. But
they've been in New York, though.
Dagestanis.
Yeah.
I feel like a whole new level of scary.
That can be scary.
And they're Muslim, too, a lot. lot of them, the white Albanians are Muslim. Like yeah. white right. Muslims, which right, blew right. my mind. I didn't even know they existed, but right. I learned.
Any culture where it's like you go to like, they call it Little Odessa, but if you go like Bay Ridge and all stuff, when they're outside in the winter talking outside, you know yeah. shit's going down.
With their espresso.
Because they still live in that Cold yeah. War thing where they're yeah. getting their shit tapped, mm-hmm. so they have to handle business on the corner in the
yeah,
middle
yeah,
of
yeah,
exactly.
the hand over the
yeah, exactly. Yes. Smoking, I, chain smoking with the chains yeah. out. Yep. You could smell chains. Them from 10 miles away because yeah. of the cologne.
The designer clothing.
Yeah,
all
dude, totally. Yeah. The Adidas mm-hmm. tracksuits.
Yes, yes.
In the 6 years I've lived in my belt, you just described Shrek.
I know, sorry.
The Albanian bitch.
Or a lesbian gym t-shirt.
That would be a funny store to open.
That would
exactly.
be.
Russian mobsters and lesbian gym t-shirt.
I know, wear. Right. Yeah. Right. Guess
that,
that'd
be like opening up a store that sold curtains and burkas.
Dude, that would be a funny as shit crossover, dude. Yeah,
funny.
Or a veterinarian Chinese food place.
Oh, God.
There you
yeah.
go. Nice.
Yeah. Adopt ketamine.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there you go, baby.
One-stop shopping. Mm-hmm. But so I live in Bay Ridge, and where I live, it's all Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
And in the 6 years we've been there, I have watched every store on my block close.
Oh, really?
And become a costume jewelry store.
Oh, that's money.
That
learning.
I have never seen open.
Yep.
I have never seen a human come in or out of. They all have the exact same display in the front.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
They all sell the, and they're all packed next to each other.
Yeah.
I love that.
And the second I say it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Dead.
They are laundering.
They're laundering. But what are they laundering? Is it terrorist financing? Is it drugs?
Might be drugs.
Is
might
it
be.
Sex trafficking?
Yeah. I think, yeah, yeah, I think it all. But that's why I like New York City. Like,
that's
New York
wrong,
is so amazing because
right?
you always will see the undermark it all. Like, I remember when 9/11 happened, the next day there was merch.
Yeah.
Like, if there's yeah. a bit, if there's a
the
will,
blackout.
Oh my God,
the blackout was crazy.
I like, survived when did the
you,
blackout.
When
yes.
did you make this? There was a blackout.
I know,
right?
Yeah. I know exactly. It's like, how do they like? Not, like they're already ready to go. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like they'll find like the cigarette thing I told you mm-hmm. earlier. Like when the cigarettes got taxed in the city.
Oh.
I remember in like late like early aughts, and my buddy started you know having these coupons. He would sell them with Camels and stuff like that. But the bodegas would have Lucy's in the back
mm-hmm.
that you could buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were trying to get cheap yeah. knockoff cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, if there's like
my bodega where when I first moved to New York, my bodega called me Mr. Bush.
Because
I drank
Bush,
I'm a fucking moron.
Bush Lights and shit.
I drank 40s the Bush of Bush. They had $2.40s of Bush.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Bush. Bush.
They called me Mr. Bush.
That's
Bush
funny.
Right
we were
there.
Natty Light people. That's what we did.
I still drink Natty Light. And
that
Bush
is
Light.
Crazy.
Those
dog.
Are my favorites.
That's so funny.
I used to drink Crazy Stallion malt liquor, oh which was a dollar for a tall boy.
Holy shit.
Or the $2 Bush 40s.
Right.
Where they would have Hurricane malt liquor.
It's that old English 800 that I
oh
used
my
to drink.
And then you would say,
they were cheap.
They can I have
cheap.
Cigarettes? And they would point. I go, no, I want the ones under.
But they always cost
the
more.
Counter.
It's like a dollar. So if you bought a dollar, that's $20 for the pack. But
yeah. they would have like a big box of unmarked cigarettes underneath the counter.
Mm-hmm. That's
they were like $4 a pack.
In nice. Astoria, the Italians used to have a place called Top Tomato, and there were a bunch of like vegetable stands out
yeah.
in the front. That was one way that they used to like funnel money
mm-hmm.
through them. Because I never saw people coming in and out.
My
of
wife has a very funny story. When she used to live in Sunset Park.
Okay.
There was a tiny cafe, like an Italian place, and the guy she was dating at the time and her, they would pass it every day because they lived together.
Right.
And they would go, I want to try there one day. So they go in. They're the only people in there.
Right.
Of course.
And they're looking at you.
Shelves right? are dirty.
They sit there, and I think even she might have said to him, like, I think we should just, no, it's fine. They order, and they watch somebody go out the back door across the street to Key Food.
Yeah.
And buy everything they needed
yeah.
to make their food.
Yep.
And then an hour later, their very simple order came out.
Yep. That is crazy.
And all I'm thinking was, they were furious.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like, we have to really do what this restaurant is supposed to do.
Some guy is like strung up with
right.
half of his fingernails taken
I know,
off.
Exactly. They're
yeah.
like dismembering a guy, and they're
like
fuck, I gotta make
I
a bolognese now?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
the hell, dude?
That's so, I tell this story a lot, so for people that listen, and I apologize, I know I repeat myself. My wife and I started dating, we would walk around Bay Ridge.
Right.
And we would walk all the way down 86th.
Okay.
Past like Outback and shit. And that would be like our walk.
Right.
And it was a Sunday, so liquor stores were closing early. And she's like, hey, go, let's go, let's stop in. There was just like a random little liquor store.
Right.
She's like, it was like 4:45. She's like, let's run in real quick. We go to open the door and it's locked. Sherry, have I told you the story already?
No, but I'm invested now.
So the door's locked.
Yeah.
I go,
right.
Oh, they must have closed early.
Right.
I go to turn around and this little lady unlocks the door. Mm-hmm. And she goes, sorry, door locked because cat will get out.
Oh.
And I went, oh, okay. She was calling me. from the outside, it was a liquor store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second you went inside, you realized they just had one bottle of everything.
Oh, my God.
So it would be a full shelf when you looked at it from outside. It would be one bottle. They had one bottle of everything.
That's gnarly.
So I grab a bottle of Smirnoff, take it up to the counter.
They ran out of inventory.
Exactly.
The only bottle of Smirnoff they had. You know, this lady opened up a drawer like it was a cash register, and it just had loose change in it. And she pretended like it was a cash register, made my change, handed it back to me, followed us to the door, and locked it behind us.
What the fuck?
And all I can think is we interrupted a murder.
Right. Oh, for completely. Sure. And they sent out the sweet little grandma lady to go handle it.
Yeah, she's probably the toughest one,
She stood behind us while we were looking what we wanted to buy.
Oh, she was over your shoulders.
Yeah, she did not walk away from us.
That's
like, you better not be FBI.
Yeah, and then totally fake the transaction. It was so funny.
That is gnarly, bro.
And whatever we just, there is evil
going on, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That by proxy, they got, you're like, oh my God, got out of there without freaking.
And then, of course, there's the million bodegas where there'll be like seven guys on folding chairs.
Yes.
Durka, durka, durka. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, durka,
and then you walk in and everyone gets silent.
Right. No, dude, totally. I have a store like that in my, well, I mean, I don't know if it's a Fugazi, but they're Turkish. We got a lot of Turks in our neighborhood. Yeah. But it'll be late at night and it's like they're all sitting, especially when the weather's nice. And they're all outside drinking coffees, chain smoking. Mm-hmm. I mean, God bless those people. They're like Chappelle. They're like boom, 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 every one after another.
Yeah.
But yeah. I know that's New York charm, baby. You know?
It is.
That's what I love about it, dude. You don't
agree with
you
wholeheartedly.
Yeah, you know? That's the part of the... That's the light.
Would I like to be able to get bacon?
Yeah.
Within a short walk?
I
would.
Beef or turkey bacon
or veal,
only.
You know? Yeah. But yeah.
But if I need a goat skull and a gallon of olives,
good to go.
I can run in any direction.
Dude, you need some goat blood and you need to make some anthrax? They got you.
Dude, they walk the goat corpses in front of my apartment in the morning. There's a halal grocery store.
Yeah. Right.
And they literally just tongue out over the shoulder, walking them in the morning.
See, I like that, though, because it's just like, I don't know, like I miss, like, you used to, especially pre-COVID, you used to see a lot of, like, animals in the window.
You did.
When a butcher
in Ridgewood,
would be pigs,
they have a butcher one. They have, like, a lot of goats and whatever else, yeah.
And a butcher shop.
That.
You have to still, like, Arthur Avenue will still have it. I just went up there recently, and they have the troughs. I love going into a store with their sausages hanging. That's a gangbang that I like. You know what I mean? That is just, that's my style.
If I could recommend, if you like Middle Eastern food.
I do.
There's a place in Bay Ridge called Ayat, A-Y-A-T.
Yeah, I know it. They have chains now.
Yeah, they have a bunch. Ayat 36, they have a bunch of them. Yeah.
So it was. We had watched it on Food Network.
Right.
And it was literally, we could see it out our window.
They're really good.
The guy has a big farm in Jersey.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And he raises everything.
I love that.
And everything they serve is day of.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So he's got a big farm, and he drives it in a big truck in the morning. They butcher him. And it goes right to the restaurant.
Nice. See, that's freaking great. They have one in the Lower East Side. I've been to that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a bunch. They have a bunch under there.
They're really good.
The Patel brothers, or the Kumar Patel, whatever they are. I know, they're very good. Very good.
Yeah, I like that stuff. I do like Middle Eastern food. There's a couple great spots in the Lower East Side, but of course, Bay Ridge has a lot of good ones, Ben.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because Bay Ridge is like, a lot of Italians live there.
That's post-
COVID.
70th.
Oh,
70. Like 70 to 80 is still pretty much Middle Eastern.
Okay.
You got to go past that.
I was going to say, because then you get Blue Lives Matter, Italian.
Yeah, and you see the Italian flags everywhere.
Yeah.
The MAGA.
But I got to tell you, the pizza's going to slap. It's just, you know what I mean? I have a joke about that. It's like, if there's a Blue Lives Matter sign in the pizzeria, that slice is going to be sick.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's really hard to argue.
Yeah.
Shannon, what was the pizza place that got in trouble for having the Nazi sticker on the oven?
What? That's a little much.
It had
not a
swastika, but it was like an SS trooper type.
Okay.
It's Star Wars.
Yeah, it was really funny.
It was Franconi's in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Jersey. Yes.
Wildwood.
Just there's certain things. Like even like
the Batista must be fucking good.
The cheesesteak place in Philly that says you have to order in English. I'm like, yeah, that's gonna be great.
Yes.
This is made with spite.
Exactly. Hate makes the. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, not made with love, made with hate.
Love and hate, baby. Yeah. That's why they're so parallel. Mm-hmm. They're you need
it
one
is.
And the other, okay?
Thin line between those
exactly,
two.
Dude.
All right, moving on. Man reportedly wakes up to burglar touching his genitals and urinating on him.
What the? Just take the gold. What are you doing,
just
dude?
Pay for a dominatrix. What are you doing?
No,
bro?
But I get the allure though. Right,
go to a fetish
house
party.
Peeing on them?
Yeah, I mean that. Well, I mean if you're that kind of a person,
yeah, it's probably
that's the thrill.
The thrill is the unwillingness. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shannon, fill us in on the story.
Okay, so it's a little. There's a little weirdness here, though.
You think?
because
you think this guy wanted to get peed on?
No, but I think. Okay, so the guy himself was out drinking the night before, the victim, and the victim, okay. he doesn't remember getting home. He doesn't remember if he locked his door.
Okay.
So that's just it's a little fishy.
He took home a pee-pee man.
Or he hired this guy and probably forgets that he even, maybe he voluntarily signed up for it.
So what happened?
The alleged intruder, later identified, he's a 34-year-old Hispanic man. He was touching the guy's genitals, exposed himself, then peed on his face. And then before he left, he said, "I know you," and then fled the apartment. But they did find him. I have two pictures of him.
The peer?
Yes, the peer.
That's the peer?
Yeah, I was picturing like a crackhead looking like nasty guy. He's all right.
He
looks like
a
9/11 guy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? That? His name's Wall?
Mikel.
Oh, Mikhail. Okay, Mikhail, that's the guy
Rodriguez
I posted.
Rodriguez Jr.
Oh, my God. What's senior like? That is gnarly, dude.
And that's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
To happen. Like, listen, I'm groggy when I wake up.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But if I woke up to a stranger holding my dick and balls, and then they had time to take out their dick and take a piss on me.
Right.
I think at a certain point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd spring into action.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
I'm just trying to understand if he was passed out, he woke up with the pee, I'm assuming.
Probably felt the warmth and the,
So how did
he
know his shit was touched?
So he said that when he woke up that the guy was on top of him and touching his penis over his clothing. And then after that is when he exposed his penis and urinated on him. I just don't know how that's happening without him taking a swing. Moving out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but the guy is being charged of burglary of an occupied dwelling and battery and an indecent exposure. And then when they tried to question him, he won't speak.
I think this was a gay hookup.
I was going to say, the victim, probably doesn't remember that he requested this.
Oh, I think he remembers. He just doesn't want to admit it or
Why would he call the cops?
I don't know.
Maybe his wife walked in.
Maybe that's
something.
His kink.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. Caught.
Kinks
caught.
Go really in all
you
sorts
never
of places.
Know, man.
But that is
maybe he's on the DL and somebody found out.
I think maybe someone walked in and he was like, "Let's call the cops. There's a burglar."
Or he's just in like complete denial.
Oh God!
Yeah.
What a loser.
All right, sorry to ask again. Is this Florida? I'm just always curious.
It is Florida.
Jesus,
man.
What is
Miami,
Florida?
Two, baby,
dude. I haven't seen that show Florida Man. Have you seen that on Netflix?
I haven't watched it.
I forget. I haven't watched it. It's on HBO. And they have all these stories. I haven't seen it too. And they got react. I love the idea of it all because this shit is just like you can't write
dimension,
this.
You know,
it's like they're so creative with their fuckery down there.
I can't wrap my head around. Like,
no.
There's way too many events
happening.
There's
too much going on
with this guy getting his dick played with.
And that guy looks gay. He's wearing like a zebra shirt in that picture.
No, but he could be like
a
super
Armenian club owner.
Well,
something.
He's Spanish, but lateral
Dominican probably because they all look gay anyway.
He did have that little thing.
There's
on
a
the
thin
side
line
there.
Between a Dominican.
Trying to bring
and
him up. Let's
man.
See if he has socks on.
Yeah.
Oh, probably not.
Is that
no,
the sign?
I don't think he
That's
did.
That's a sign with Dominicans.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
You can't
tell.
But probably
and then
not.
In the article, yes, the only in the article. It's
but
the only
he's
picture.
At a. He must be a high. Like he's making money, or is he a fake influencer? Because what's with that picture with him standing in front of Miami, like he's like
luxury condo,
right? Like like that. Like mm-hmm. does like that. That's just
what a weird picture when the cops look you up.
Yeah,
that's what comes up.
Peeing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you guys ever done that? Peed on anyone or got peed
no.
on? I've done it a bunch of
Have
times.
Have you peed on someone?
But in the shower.
Oh, golden showers in the
shower. I peed on somebody in the shower.
In the shower, yeah. Okay. I've never done it like on a bed or like at a sex party or anything like that. It's always been in the shower.
Have you gone to a sex party?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Many times.
No, yeah, I don't.
Let's go. Let's hear a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, a good story?
Yeah.
Oh, so the last time I went, it was like off of Park Avenue somewhere, like one of those big townhouses.
Oh, nice one, dude.
Really nice, yeah. And it has to be girl guy. Like, and it was like $200.
Which one were you?
I was.
Nice, dude.
I was a girl. But yeah, that was good. That was a good
one.
And I went with a Dominican guy. and his friend, and they brought this other chick. And we go in, and there's so much security, like so many cameras. You walk up these stairs, there's like a glass barrier thing where you pay, and then you go in. The first floor is just like screens like this everywhere with porno, different kinds of porno on the walls. It's bring your own BYOB, like alcohol, whatever. The Dominican I was with brought that rum or whiskey with the sticks in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
No. Yeah,
I forget what it's called, but whatever.
That's with the matcha or some shit?
Yeah, I don't know. It has like sticks in this shit or whatever.
That's crazy.
So you give it to the bartender, and then so he serves you. And then we're just drinking,
There's a bartender there.
Yeah,
this is this eyes wide shut level
it's
shit.
Fucking. And then they had a locker room. Okay, they had a locker room where you could put all your stuff, take a shower, all that. You could. There was masks, two different kinds of masks.
Sorry, it's Mama Juana.
Mama Juana. Yes, that's what it was. That made me straight that night, Mama Juana, boy.
Oh my God.
My female side came out so fucking fast, bro. I was like, finally, I get to be a girl.
Dude, I like the organization of this all.
It was, because I felt very sexy and sexual. It wasn't like a gay sex party. It's like in a dungeon somewhere that's like a wet basement. Smells like shit, But this was classy. They have private rooms
Park
where
Avenue.
You could go in. Yeah, it was. It was off of Park Avenue. Private rooms you could go and have sex. Then they had one big general room, and then it had like the windy staircase where you could go upstairs, and it was like mats when you went to gym class. You know, this big mats laid down everywhere. People were just fucking. Yeah, I had sex with this Dominican guy. And then this other guy who said he was an FBI agent, but I don't think he was. He just said he was, but you know.
That seems like a real sex party thing to say.
Yeah,
I know, dude, right? Totally. To like turn it on.
I think I'd be like, as I'm getting fucked, I'd be like looking at the walls and like, I'm like, wow, is that marble?
Yeah,
like,
it was. It was beautiful. It was
like,
so
that is stunning.
Beautiful.
Like I a chandelier.
You're like, is that Tiffany?
It was.
Exactly.
Because I'd be so nervous about somebody stealing my phone
shit.
And
that's
my
why
wallet.
I like how like organized and like how safe they make you feel so you could like just focus on fucking.
2010 or 2011. It was a long time ago.
No, those security guards are getting like triple overtime.
Oh, and they had like
and
in
the
exchange
bartender.
For not
and
saying
the bartender.
Anything.
And the
bartender.
Like, and they had the security guards were in like nice, not suits, but like all black with like the earpiece with like, the white part in the back. They were no joke.
This
you
is
know
taken
those guys,
level.
Those, I bet those a lot of those were cops.
Retired.
Most likely. Yeah, yeah
most
for
definitely.
Sure.
Making some side money.
And I bet that's
watching.
Great money to stay silent on.
Yeah. Oh my God, completely, dude. I mean.
And it was very consensual, too. Like you could wear the mask or not wear the mask. And like you would tap someone on the shoulder. And like you would just know if they're tapping you, that means they want to fuck or whatever.
Wow.
It's the first time I licked this girl's pussy in front of like 20 men.
And are they throwing money too?
No, money. But okay. They were cheering us on and like, you know, like.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
I was,
wait, no one's, no video, right?
No.
See,
no.
That's awesome.
Plus it was
see?
2010, 2011. I remember I had like a Sprint like flip phone. So
see, that
was,
had to been a Euro that made this.
Oh yeah, so you get
thing.
Your pussy eaten and play Snake.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It was your
dude.
Nokia phone like in the side just playing
No
Snake.
Shit, dude. Great.
Man,
great.
I love
that game. I forgot about
that
game.
But the lesbian or queer sex parties, the ones that I've
they're
been to.
They're
sloppy? Anyway. Yeah, yeah. There's just, yeah.
Most of the stuff I've been to has been S&M stuff.
Okay.
And separated by floor.
Okay. Okay.
So like the one floor is kind of light.
Yes.
And the next one gets a little
like
harder.
Levels to this shit.
And then
yeah.
the top one is like experience.
Like you hear a horse.
Yeah.
Man, it takes a lot of tolerance to be able to take that stuff because I'm more the submissive one.
Yeah.
I'm so
submissive.
Dominant in life.
That's me too. I'm dominant in the streets and it's like, no, I need to be told
in the
bedroom.
And I could be like that in bed, don't get me wrong, but I'd much rather get the shit beat out of me.
Oh, I don't want shit beat out of me, but I like hair pulling.
I like hair pulling choked, like the St. Andrew's cross. It's like this, and like you're on the cross, and you can't.
I've been on that.
Or anything?
Oh no way! Wait.
I bet, but I was butt out.
Oh, you were turned around.
And I got cat of nine tailed.
I got that too, but from the front on the puss.
Nice.
Yeah,
I did. I got booked for comedy on it wasn't a sex party, but they were meeting up to see if they would wanna like.
Okay.
It was an outing.
Is that
I guess.
Still okay. Is that still a show?
I don't know. I did it once. It was awesome.
Sign me up.
It was Brett Raybould got me on it, and then and I got to tell you, there was a dominatrix chick, and they're giving out free like spankings.
Paddles or
whatever you wanted.
Oh.
So she's giving free one, and I'm like, you know, I never done it before, so I tried it, and not naked. You just go like you just went over, and they just and I'm like, I get this.
You get it right.
I don't want to pat. I like the cat at night. Like
if you
I
know
like
how to
that.
Do it right, it turns
the tickling.
You on.
It
it's
does
like soft at first, and then they build you up and they bring you up.
And
to
I understand
it.
Not to sound weird. The art of it.
It is the art of it.
There
you gotta
is
learn
an art to it.
You gotta
have
learn.
To learn how to do it.
So in my experience, the way I always explain it to people is it's sensation play.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he starts off going, then back to soft, and then they're almost like nurturing.
Yes. Yes.
Then they like, you know, draw figure eights on your back.
Right. They beat the shit out of you, then they rub you down.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like how a pimp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and then he beats the crap out of her, and then he's like, and then he puts a band-aid on it. It's like, you know, I didn't mean it. Right. That's some psychological shit.
It is.
I had a dominatrix. She had the big cat of nine tails with a whip, and she had a Freddy Krueger glove.
Oh, now I've never seen that.
And then also, she had like a really soft blanket and like a fuzzy oven mitt and like these other things that felt really nice.
Yes.
So she would like fucking whale you and then and then the nice on the back.
That's the art of it.
Wow,
yeah,
dude. That's what brings you back.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've done some. All right, let's let Jessica in on the madness. Right.
We could go on and on for that.
I had it down for a while.
Did you?
He's still my very good friend. And but our thing, one of the things we would do. So I have a Prince Albert.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And you still have it?
Yes, but nice. I downsized it. I went back to an 8.
Why only an 8?
I had a 2.
Jesus. Oh my God, Zach.
Are they with a long? I don't know this. Is
the smaller the gauge. So this is a 0 in like my.
That's a 0?
Yeah, that's a 0. So this
was Shannon, like, can you look at a 2?
A 2 is just a little bit.
2 gauge captive bead ring.
That's a big old gauge in his dick.
And
for sure.
Ow.
So the girl used to tie a gallon jug to it
and
slowly fill it so that I couldn't move when she beat me up.
That sounds like a Japanese game.
That'd because if I moved, I moved, it would twist.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a 2 gauge. Yep.
Holy moly.
Look that is,
I had
right?
that for a couple of years, and Mrs. Amico politely asked that I scale it down.
Yeah, yeah, an 8 is still respectable, though. An 8 is still...
Because it was an issue for other fun stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
that is gnarly, dude. Yeah. That's kind of... Okay, I thought about getting nipples pierced, or just one.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, I don't have any tat. I have no tats or nothing, because by the time I wanted to get a tat, everyone started getting them, and I'm like, now I can't.
Yeah,
I'm
mine
a contrarian.
Are shitty. Mine are like really bad looking.
Yeah, but we're older, so it's like, it's fun. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day, getting a tattoo was like, holy shit. You know what I mean? Now a librarian you know what I mean?
I grew up in a very, like, I've always wanted to be tattooed.
Yeah.
And it's because I grew up around all, like, my dad was a welder.
Oh,
all his friends were covered in tattoos.
Yeah, blue collar.
All of them had, like, naked ladies on their chests and on their legs and stuff.
Right.
So when I got older, my wife would be like, why do you want naked ladies tattooed on me?
Because daddy had that.
Because I'm a grown-up. That's what you do.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, my dad was a mechanic, so
That's what you
My dad had a tattoo. It's just that's a very man.
Yeah.
That's a masculine thing
I grew up around.
Right.
I grew up around... Every single place that did business with my dad sent a bikini calendar for New Year's.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when I would go out on jobs.
Right.
And my dad would lose me. And he's like, where's the office?
Yeah.
It'd just be me staring at the bikini calendar.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
My dad was a sanitation worker. So he was like, this is old. He did the whole name on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
It was and that like they weren't
or
and my
like
brother,
mom with the heart.
Yeah, and my brother got tats, and this is like 80s, you know what I mean? So that was like, you know, I like them, like I say, and I wanted to get one, but then it's just like, I don't know. I think I'm going to be one of those when I get older, I'm going to like fucking give it to me, baby. Do it all.
There you go.
I think I'm saving that for when I'm getting
older. The shop I have gone to the last 2 times, this place in Bay Ridge called Groove Tattoo.
Okay.
They've been there for so long that the tattoo artist started when tattoos were still illegal.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's legendary.
You know, tattoos only got legalized in New York in like the 90s.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I did not know that at all.
Shannon, can you look up when
I didn't know that.
Became legal? I think places did it.
I think the first time I got a tattoo was like 99, the first year.
Well, thank God it's probably more sanitized now, right?
Well, they said it used to just be like, you know, people would come at 2 in the
morning.
You would be open from 8 o'clock at night to 8 in the morning.
Right.
So they became legal again in New York City in 97 after a 36-year ban.
Isn't that crazy?
Of health concerns over hepatitis B.
Oh, they were using dirty needles.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Tattoos
became
legal
in 97? Well, it's funny because on 6th Avenue near... In the West Village, there was a bunch of tattoo shops that used to be there.
Yeah.
And they used to sell fake IDs in them, too.
I remember.
And I bought...
Right by IFC.
Yes.
Okay.
So I went there.
Seller,
yes. I went there and I was 18 And I'm from the city. Like, I've been there a lot, and I was with a bunch of kids that never really, so I knew where they were to get fake IDs. We went down to the tattoo spot, and they would be like passport photos, whatever the bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go in the back, and they have a book, and you'd pick one while they're getting people tatted up. But, and then when we got it, and then we went, my first, I went to Fat Black before, this is pre-seller.
Pussy
was cat right across.
I remember before was it just a
yeah,
bar,
it was just a straight
up
bar. Yeah. Then the McDonald's and all that stuff was there.
Rest
and,
in
you know,
peace,
yeah, RIP.
Oh, rest in peace, scary gay McDonald's?
Yeah,
yeah
dude, come on. That was
if you, if you ever wanted to watch.
That was crazy.
If you ever
World
wanted
Star
to watch
videos,
good
review?
Trans
yeah, just sit on the bench on the side and
just fucking brawl. That McDonald's was a nightmare.
It was crazy. You ever used the bathroom in that joint? Oh, my God. I did once, and I got to tell you, it was a horror show like up there with like Tompkins Square Park,
or like
CBGB's horror show back in the day.
Very disgusting.
Yes, very disgusting. Yeah. See, that's shit I miss though, man.
I remember the
tunnel. What was the other place?
Oh, the tunnel. I remember the tunnel.
Jesus Christ, what was it? The wetlands? But my dad, when my dad was a sanitation worker, he would work on, he was on the west side in the meat market. When it was actually the meat market.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, all the sex clubs that you used to say, like, it would be dead quiet, and all of a sudden the door would open, and you're poosh, 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 and then it would shut, and it was like a tumbleweed would come through.
It would, yeah.
There was tons of shit. Like, I think they were grimier,
it's like
though.
Underground New York City, if you knew, you knew.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at BodyBrainCoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at BodyBrainCoffee.com. PowerBrainCoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Shannon,
do you remember a few years ago, wasn't there a supermarket chain that got outed for having gay sex parties?
Was that Associated? Because I had a gay sex party under an Associated on Fifth Avenue in Park Slope.
I think it was Associated or maybe Gristini's.
Gristini's.
Testies.
It might have been Associated. Shannon, do you remember that?
I did go to a sex party underneath an Associated.
Did you really? That's so funny, dude.
Disgusting.
Shannon?
When I looked it up, it says that it was a Park Slope food coop.
Food co-op.
It says coop here, but it could co-op because I'm retarded.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
what I just said. Fifth Avenue Park Slope. That's where
that's
I was.
That's so
That's crazy.
Funny.
Good thing that got shut down. The walls would sweat.
The conversation was so ridiculous.
So much sweat.
I got to New York in 2005.
Okay.
So here right as the cool shit was going.
Same.
So we didn't miss it.
I got to go to CBGB's a few times.
Yep. Right. Okay. Yep.
I got to go to the Continental a bunch.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Where it's Siberian Bar.
Yeah. I did all the, then they all just fucking.
I know.
So crazy.
They all. 9/11 did kind of put that. Like, I remember going to the garden before they set it up, and I put a, like, I used to, because I have big tits, I used to hide
all
the drugs.
You got great tits, by the way.
Thanks, buddy.
Shout out.
Thanks a lot. They're not in anymore, though. The kids like
Says
the ass
who?
And the flat titties. I don't know. All the dudes that I like. But
they drink too much plastic. They don't have any testosterone left.
But I used to hide all the shit in there. And the garden used to, like, I brought, like a good-sized bong in this shit. And a bottle and all that stuff like that. And they never used to, like, give a fuck.
No.
Now they garden's great. They don't really care at all. Just don't bring a gun.
Right.
That's all they care about.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know where I was going with this, but it's just like that grime of it all. Like, even me being at eight, I mean, I got up here when I was 99 as on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my brother's older than me. He'd be like, "You don't even know." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. I don't know." But each generation
says
that.
I missed.
Like the RuPaul era of
I got to do most of those.
Right.
I will say my the one that I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
Blowjob to completion.
Nice.
Ooh.
Dance floor of Limelight.
Good Hell job, fucking buddy. Yeah, brother.
Okay.
That's a milestone right
yes.
there.
All
right.
In a club shaped like a church.
Yep.
Yes.
It's Thank beautiful. God.
Now it's a pizza place.
Yep.
It's, God.
Yeah.
Well, it was a market for a while. It was
a market. I thought it was
a yoga thing for a minute, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I went to the wetlands a lot. I smoked something out of tinfoil. And from these
crack.
French guys, I don't even. Yeah, I think I probably did. It was fucking crazy. And then I went
or heroin
and
dragon.
And then for a while there, I had a friend of mine who was Cuban in college. She became a lesbian.
Nice.
And the girl she was dating, she was a lawyer, and she'd wear a dildo in courtrooms to feel empowered.
Nice.
She had a party, and I became a guest bartender. And this is 2000, and there was a lot of trans people there, and I did blow off of a trans dick.
Nice.
Was
it bigger?
It was not bad. It was a good size. It was not bad. It was enough.
Inches.
Yeah, we just did a little tip. Yeah,
my favorite line.
But it was a good blow because I had to take a shit immediately after.
Right. Gotta go.
My favorite line in Party Monster, aka Disco Bloodbath, the book about the Michael Alec murder.
I don't know what that. What murder
he's
is
the
that?
Guy that he was a club promoter.
Yeah,
and he killed. He killed his drug dealer. He was very famous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh man,
he was the club kid. Remember the club kids?
Yes, but yeah. I kind of forgot about
they
that.
They made
whole
a movie
world.
About it called Party Monster with Macaulay Culkin, Seth Green, and Marilyn Manson.
All right, yeah. I gotta check it out because I
and in the book the author
seen
goes
that in so long.
I told him I wanted to do an 8-inch line off a 9-inch dick.
Fuck
turns
yeah.
out he had both.
Oh my God.
I'm down.
Damn, dude. Yeah. I mean, I was pretty blacked out. So I don't remember much.
Remember
but it was
that movie
fun.
Kids?
Consensual. All consensual.
That movie
oh, dude,
Kids?
I have a whole bit about that. That movie fucked
like
me up.
That. No, but that's how it was like New York. Like, oh no, it was in like 96 when that movie came out. But
yeah.
That's just how we grew up back then. You know, and then we had the generation before us that were like, you didn't see Studio 54 and how we were. And then now I say to
Studio 54, by the way, had. Plastic wrap on the walls.
No
like
way.
Saran wrap.
Yeah. Okay.
So that you could, instead of a condom, wrap your dick up.
Oh, you could just grab
really?
It.
And I thought
you
for
grab it and
purposes.
Put it over your pussy.
Now, see, they don't have shit like that anymore, man.
Well, because the kids aren't fucking.
So I'm in my 40s now, and like sometimes I still go out to you know like dance parties and clubs. No one is dancing anymore,
dude.
No one is fucking. No one is dancing. Like I
it's
guess
like
they're
Footloose.
Fucking in private or
yeah.
something, but like. Like, no one's making out in public at hardcore. Like, I used to finger girls on the dance floor.
Well,
like, where are those days at?
I went to a concert a couple weeks ago, and I noticed we were dancing, and there's people around us that were, like, kind of, like they're, like, being violent. And I'm like, this is called having a good time, Footloose.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know what.
Footloose, that's
it's
a good
like,
one.
They,
yeah.
Like, people are so, because of the freaking phone shit, they don't know, like they don't know how to celebrate life.
Or you know what
way.
I saw,
it's
like,
weird.
So... They'll be like, okay, they'll hit record and be like, okay, start dancing. And they'll record while they're dancing. And then they'll all grow up and like look at the phone and see. And like, I'm like, they're not really dancing. They're just
no,
recording it to put online. They're not
it's
really here dancing.
They have no idea actually how to live. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, I'm a proponent of yonder bags.
What's that?
The bag you lock up your phone in when you
oh yeah yeah me
to
too.
Safe.
I know the young ones are kind of having like what they call Y2K parties where mm-hmm. they're like don't bring your phone out.
I'm and, down for that.
I am down for that a lot because it sucks too. I mean it's mostly because when I was in Ireland, when I was out hanging out and talking and stuff, a lot of people weren't on their phones.
Right.
So I don't know.
Right.
It's
is
like
it a culture thing.
I don't
is
know.
An
and
American
Australia
thing?
Now is banning social media. I think for 16 and under, like for
That's
being on
gnarly.
Phones. That is gnarly.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's starting to... I think people are catching up. You know, the fuckery has to happen first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then the pendulum will swing.
That's what I hope.
And then
shit
will go back, you know, to whatever. So, I think it will go back.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the wildness is ever going to...
No.
No.
I don't know.
I think it's gone. Something happened after COVID, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was, like, a time shift or they reset us or we just were in the house too long or... I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Well,
so.
I think also, too, they got the COVID... We haven't had the COVID kids yet.
Ah, you're right.
Oh, the kids that aren't socialized.
Correct.
Oh, you're
so
right.
So we're going to have... I mean, COVID was
that.
2020,
We're
going to
have
right?
a weird generation.
We're going to have
That's
a weird generation.
That's
going to
be fucked,
so we have to get over this hump of these kids. I think the kids behind them are going to be pretty cool. I mean, smoking's coming back.
My wife's a teacher, and my wife's a teacher, and Gen Alpha apparently is pretty cool. So Gen Alpha calls Gen Z, like, you guys are pretty much boomers. You hate on everything. You're miserable.
Right.
You're always on your phone. Like,
right?
Yeah.
So I think the Gen, all right, Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha and then Gen Beta is behind them.
Oh my God, we're already on Beta?
I think so.
I don't know if you got, one of my things that pops up in my algorithm all the time will be Gen Alpha listening to music from my adolescence.
And they react to it, right?
And watching them try and wrap their brain around
Like
Manson.
Or like they listen to Phil Collins, which is In the Air Tonight, System of a Down.
Pearl Jam. I see Pearl Jam as a big one of that, which is gnarly.
And the one thing I watch a bunch of kids listen to, Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Classic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they were like, yeah, this is like that emo stuff that old
that's
people
so
like.
That's so funny.
Wow.
They're like, that's Dashboard Confessionals, you freaking punk.
Yeah.
How dare
you? Yeah, get
isn't
your
that crazy?
Shit together.
That is nuts. Like, that is nuts. Like, the literacy is what annoys me about people. But it's crazy, too, because Radiohead made a comeback.
Right.
All of a sudden, like, all their old albums.
Yeah.
Also, Deftones.
Deftones made a comeback. Yeah.
Like, I used to see that, like, back in the day, like, when I moved from Jersey, we moved to North Carolina, we hated it, and then we moved to PA, and there was a lot of, that's when Camp Kill Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And all these like YMCA punk shit scene was happening.
Of course, yeah.
And the Deftones were big in that world, in that culture, and the Dead Milkman and all that kind of stuff. And it's crazy to see it's having a resurgence.
Good.
So we might see little punk kids back in a Denny's again.
Good.
We might
see
that.
I mean, it's definitely coming as far as like, I see kids that are doing like the nu metal thing.
Yes.
Hard.
Yeah, okay. Korn, you mean like that, all that stuff?
Yeah. That's getting to be like almost
the spiky
like a
hair. Right. The JNCO jeans.
Well, I tell people I went to Woodstock 99 and a lot of them are like, whoa.
Did you go?
And,
I bought the CD from
I wish
from
I
that,
went
that
to
double-decker
the I'll be
CD.
Real, I wish I went to the 94. 99 sucked. 94 was more of my my jam.
Okay.
Nine Inch Nails, Tribe Called Quest.
The 99 one was pretty good for they had like Cypress Hill.
I'll be real. I don't know. I'm probably going to lose you. I hate Limp Bizkit. I've always hated them.
I mean,
I never liked them. I just think he's
okay.
A whiny little
he's
bitch.
He's not my favorite. But
I, you know what I mean? You're like lived in your mom's basement. You're like, no, mom. I want meatloaf. You know what I mean? That's always how I heard it, even when I was 18. I never could fuck with him.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, for me, it's Kid Rock. And I do think
Kid
he's
Rock
a great
too.
Musician. And I think he's a very talented songwriter. But Kid Rock is such a fucking hand job.
Dude.
Yeah.
When he came on, I left. That's when I asked to be taken out of the thing.
Mm. You were like, fuck
that's
this.
How you, I can't stand.
I know we've done it before. Can you show them the house Kid Rock grew up in?
Yeah, millionaire.
Oh,
the kid's a millionaire.
Here.
He's a millionaire. Bobby, what's his name? Billy? What's his name?
Bobby.
He's a millionaire.
Why is he trying to be Joe Dirt?
Because
when he started out.
That's how he markets himself.
When he started out, he was straight up, it was something in Grits for Breakfast.
Okay.
And
that's where he grew up?
He had a flat top.
Yeah.
When he came out. He was like a straight up like.
He was trying to be a hip hopper? Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
He grew up with
that
money.
Is the
that's
property.
What we used
that's
to call
his dad's house.
Yeah,
a
he
poser.
Grew up with money. Yeah, big time. That's
fucking
why I can't
poser.
Stand him. He's all Mr. Like, yeah, Detroit. No. It's like, dude, yeah,
no,
whatever.
Eminem's Detroit and D12 and
yeah.
All of them.
And what the hell's his name too? But yeah,
Obi Trice.
Yes,
Obi Trice.
Love Obi Trice.
Real names,
Royce
no
the 5'9".
Royce the 5'9". Proof. Yeah. All
yes,
them.
All those cats.
That's
so,
real Detroit.
Yeah, but that's why I've known that for a while, and I was always like, bro, I hate. Fake shit like that, dude. And it's all a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
That's all it is, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Same.
So, yeah. Yeah, there he is.
Vanilla
that's
Ice.
That's so funny. Like, seriously, Kid
ice,
and Play.
Ice, baby.
That's so funny, dude.
Wow.
It's crazy, right? And the fact that he had to work so hard to have black people hair.
That's
so
funny.
Like, the amount of work it took for him to make his hair that thick.
Exactly.
Yeah. You think he's a good lyricist?
No, but I know when he does live shows, he plays every instrument. He does a solo on every instrument.
Oh, so he can play.
And I think that,
okay.
I think that's pretty.
That's respectable.
I didn't know that.
I can wrap my head around that.
Right. That's respectable.
I got to give him credit. It's kind of like, but that shows us how quality.
Right.
It's like.
That's rich people shit, though. He got all these lessons. He got violin lessons.
Yeah, but as a culture, I'm just saying in general, that's like, oh, he could play every instrument. So, okay, I give him a little credit. It's like seeing a shitty movie.
They should know all the instruments.
They should. That's what
as
I'm saying.
You should.
Yes.
Like, it's like watching, like with the pod we had, we were talking about The Last Boy Scout, and that movie is, it's one of the. But I gave it a good grading because it's so shot so well.
Yeah.
And it's still shot on film. So you have to give him a credit right away because there's some key grip. That did his artistry and created great, and the DP created great lighting. So right away,
somebody had to pull focus.
So therefore, the quality
was fucking dying
all day. Is better than like a great movie, like that supposed great movie now, because it's all digital.
It's all digital.
So I'm going to, I'm like, all right, Kid Rock, I'm going to give you grace because you can play your instruments, but as a musician, shouldn't you?
Right. As you should.
Yeah.
I love the, there's something about the jack of all trades musician that I find very, like, so I'm a huge Weird Al nut. And Weird Al just did a tour, and he got he added people to his band.
Right.
And one was this guy who used to, he toured with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys forever.
Oh, wow.
And he was just his other instrument guy. Like, if there was an instrument on the song.
Okay. Yeah.
And so this guy played like 8 or 9 different instruments during the concert.
See.
And I loved
That's like genius brain level.
I wonder, was Brian, because was he mentally unstable all the way to the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's what I mean.
That is one hell of, I would love to hear the stories on that.
Yeah.
And also a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolute genius.
That is genius
like,
brain.
I mean,
sure.
For real. He's the Pet Shop Boy. Like,
there's
that
something
whole
with
album,
that brain. It might be mentally ill. But...
Yeah, Pet Sounds. Thank you, Jesus. Pet Shop Boys. Pet Sounds. That's genius level shit. That's so awesome. That's crazy.
Pet Sounds is so one of the things when I tell people, because I collect vinyl.
Oh, word.
Nice. People are like, what? Certain people just think it's lame.
Really?
And I'm like, dude, you gotta listen to Pet Sounds.
On vinyl.
Yeah, listen to
on
that
vinyl,
crisp of it. The crisp
with
of
the wall of sound shit.
Right.
The way it's designed to be listened to.
Yeah, correct. And actually, that's the closest you're gonna get the quality of sound that when it got printed then.
Right.
That's the same thing with, I feel like, Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Lot of their albums.
For me, it's King Crimson.
Oh, yeah. That's gotta be. I never even done that before. Yeah.
That's a fun one.
That's gotta be a fun one. But yeah, I like jam bands too. I'm a jam band girl.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I didn't get Fish.
Okay.
I couldn't fuck with Fish either.
I watched a video of them at the Sphere.
Oh, yeah.
In Vegas, yeah. Huh?
And I watched and I went, I get it.
Yeah, well,
oh, now you get it. Okay.
They are, they're, like, I mean, they've been playing now for almost 30 years together.
I was going to say, long time.
So it's, and their musicianship is insane.
Like, yeah, I get that.
You know, and they can actually, they really do play really well together. And it's and it's also a scene because it's like,
they have a following.
Oh, and a following, but it's also like
following.
When it's like a symbiotic relationship, mm-hmm. It's kind of like, it's like Rocky Horror Picture Show shit.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know what I mean? Everyone threw, and it actually got tame because when I was younger, I remember the glow, they call them glow stick wars, where they, all of a sudden people start throwing glow sticks out.
Yeah.
And people, they used to be, I remember being at the Garden one year back in the day. It was like, it looked like it was incredible, but we didn't have phones then to be able to get it.
No.
Now it's pretty tame because people are like, don't hit me with a glow stick, you know?
Right.
But back in the day, it was wild.
Yeah.
Shannon, was it on this show where we talked about the guy who got caught smoking the bong at, was it Madison Square Garden or the Sphere? And they got him on facial recognition technology and now he's banned for life?
Shut up.
What?
Are you serious?
So the Garden has facial recognition technology now.
Wow.
And they can catch you coming in. They can literally put your face in the machine. And so, like, the big
one
is...
you're wanted and you're there.
Well, no, if
you.
You're part of a legal team...
A legal team,
for
okay.
anyone suing Madison Square Garden...
Oh, no shit.
And you, like, go to a game, there is a chance a security guard will come tap you and go, hi, we need to escort you out.
Right.
Because you're currently...
What a bummer.
You're not suing our venue,
bro. You're currently in a legal situation or involved in a legal situation with the venue.
They actually rescinded... They rescinded...
Oh, they did?
...the ban because they said that there was a breakdown in their process due to a change in personnel, which resulted in this letter to like inform him of the ban was sent inadvertently. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
But the customer isn't banned from their properties. However, it's still against our policies for what he did, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. They so they give him a slap on the wrist kind of a thing.
Yeah. A warning.
Yeah. What a bummer. Because I mean, what the hell? Like, it's not even like, it's not like you're doing meth.
True.
A bong is pretty.
I mean, that's pretty. There's a little smoky one. I mean, I brought like a little one.
Yeah,
like,
you could
know what
put
I mean?
A bong in between your tits and
a little one.
It was sizable.
He
was being
sizable.
Egregious.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can't be a schmuck about it.
Yeah.
You know
kind of gotta.
Yeah, right. Don't be cocky.
At least meet me halfway.
Right. Yes.
Meet me halfway.
Right. Yes. I agree with that completely. I got to say, one of the gnarliest concerts was when I went to. There was for a while with Fish. They did. It was Trey and, Primus. They did Oysterhead, and it was at Hammerstein Ballroom, and that was one of the gnarly because you had Primus. Oh, and it's Steve Copeland from The Police.
Oh, cool! Oh.
So he was the drummer.
Nice.
Les was the bass, and Trey was the guitarist. And it was three of them. They only had I think they only had one album, but they did a mini tour, and that like merge of art, like of people because you have the Primus heads.
Yeah,
who are all like acid loving, you know, and then the Fish heads who you know Dale Bill too, and then you had Police heads there, And it was one of the gnarliest things because, and this is like maybe 2000, I can't remember. I think it's pre-9/11.
Yeah.
And this kid was taking a hit of his bowl, and Les, at the one point, they had a song where it was just all dark, and Les had a helmet on with a big ass light. And at one point, he could see him in the crowd, and he was like, "You there!" And then all of a sudden, a light went on him, and it was like,
"Oh, that's very funny."
That was one of the funniest shits
ever. Like getting caught escaping prison?
Yeah, it was just like, seriously, it's like,
Hello there.
It was one of the funniest shits I've ever seen. And it's all like, it was Shadow of the Man was the song.
That's awesome.
And that was really, really, really cool.
I thought my favorite concert I think I've ever been to was Webster Hall.
Ooh, oh, Webster cool. Hall. I like Webster Hall.
And it was Jello Biafra and the Melvins.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Oh, the Melvins, I've heard. Like,
Jello Biafra is the singer for Dead Kennedys.
Oh, okay. I know Dead Kennedys.
And they did a couple albums together. And that was amazing. And then I saw that same month, System of a Down did a secret show at Webster Hall.
Oh, that's beautiful. Cool.
And
I saw
System of a Down with like 400 people.
Wow.
In 2000.
Fucking cool.
That guy can sing, dude. Yeah.
2005 or 6.
Yeah. That's really cool. Good for you, dude.
That was the fucking.
Yeah, that had the tits.
That's magical right there.
Yeah. That's great, dude. Good for you. In a small venue like that.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's badass. And his vocals and that. I'm getting chills on my back.
Yeah,
that's pretty sick. And that's a great venue. I like Webster Hall.
All right, we're gonna close on this one. Etiquette with our friend Cardi B. How should men eat a banana?
Oh
my God. Are we really
sideways? No, I'm just kidding. just kidding.
This is like the opposite of the etiquette guy.
So is this how she's showing?
I want to see.
I'll give you a hug.
Great tits.
Mm-hmm.
She's snatched.
I'm not even. Yeah. I'm not even trying.
Okay, baby.
Oh.
I'm not even trying to eat a banana like a sexy. I know somebody watching. Let's make one. This is how you eat it. As my boy Funk said, this is how you eat a banana like a real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You a man? This is how you eat a banana in public. You gotta break it.
Oh, God.
You gotta break it.
That's funny.
I mean, it's degrading. I mean, at least she's not eating with her feet.
Yeah, that's true. That. But what do you do about a popsicle?
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
What do you do about popsicle?
Ice cream cone, popsicle, hot dog.
Yeah, dude. I mean, where are we going with this?
You're kind of gay. If you're a guy thinking about another guy eating a banana and popsicle, lollipop,
that's on you.
You're a fag, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you worried about what he's fucking eating?
One of my dad's
favorite jokes growing up was how does a Polish girl eat a banana?
Mm. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's
shit.
Awesome.
All right, guys, we're calling it there. That's our episode.
I had fun.
Thank you for tuning into the Morning Zoo. Thank you again to my wonderful guest, Sherry Soprani, and Jessica Levin from her YouTube special, Party Body. Please check it out. And we'll see you on Friday on the bonus episode here on the Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
Funk's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Zach Amico.